I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. Of course, jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about heart-brain synchronicity. We'll be talking about reality creation. We'll be tossing at you some new cutting-edge concepts in science, of course, that you don't hear anywhere else but on ET Yoga. But before we get into all that, like to kick off the show in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition, kind of sets the tone and the vibration for what's to follow, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om. Hari, Hari, Hari.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers and the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. That was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity now to give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because as Bashar would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and other people find out about the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. I'd also like to give a special thanks and appreciation to those ET Yoga listening audience members who take the time to email me. And you can do that at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. With any questions concerning anything that I present on the ET Yoga program, or in making suggestions for program content, and I especially like hearing from the ET Yoga listening audience with respect to your successes using ideas, concepts, methods, techniques that you hear on this program. And by the way, you'll be hearing a technique this evening on this program, a very practical and I think highly beneficial technique. And that'll be coming up in the next few minutes. And I guess I'll take this opportunity to give a slight plug for my latest book, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. And that is a book that if you like ET Yoga, you're probably going to like the book because it's jam-packed with information. It's like 10 books in one. It's about 300 pages, and it's available at my site, etyoga.com, for $9.95. Appreciate also your support with respect to that venture. I'd like to now give my normal disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And of course, we know I need to say that, but in reality, I applaud your efforts for you're distancing yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible, because outside of emergency care, in my opinion, the rest of it is just total garbage. And speaking of total garbage, I had a friend of mine actually visit a while ago who was a farmer and recently sold his farm, and I asked him what his family thought about the whole concept of that they're selling GMO'd corn. And the fact of the matter is that they don't even want to talk about it. And the reason is clearly, look at Russia right now, totally banning GMO'd foods. I have friends who don't even know what GMO'd foods are. And they're highly, highly destructive to your whole immune system, your organs. And if you do a little bit of research, you're going to find out this is not the kind of stuff that you want to be ingesting into your system. Not only that, but it's a fine tune. Nanobots in your system are actually feeding on this GMO'd corn, not to mention other GMO'd products. So interesting to note that a lot of good people just want to stick their head in the sand about this topic. Now, with respect to tonight's program, I said at the top that I'd be tossing out some new information your way, and one of those is, especially for new listeners, is this concept about what's called alpha-2 macroglobulin. And alpha-2 macroglobulin is a protein that has been discovered in the Secret Space Program, and of course they've been using AI and very, very advanced computer technology for decades now, and what they've discovered is that if you can stop inflammation in your body can heal itself, because they don't like downtime among their space astronauts, and this is a big clue for us. So I'm not suggesting necessarily that you take alpha-2 macroglobulin, but I think it's important to know that the abilities that your body has to heal itself, and this ties in with Bashar information, that in point of fact, if you follow the basic rules of health, that your body is capable of curing 99.9% of all issues. And the basic foundation is clearly pure water, oxygenation, eliminating stress as much as possible, getting plenty of exercise, detoxing, and that's like head to colon, and also getting off the meat and getting into a vegetarian towards a vegan diet. And I'll throw in a seventh there, and that is getting sunlight, because sunlight provides the body with vitamin D, and vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. So the bottom line here is that your body, along with, if you do that and you take something like, and there's many ways to achieve this, but something like Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California, his superfood, which provides all the nutritional elements the body needs. You provide your body with the proper nutrients and do all those things, you're not going to have issues with the physical body. That's how you. That's a foundation for creating for yourself a body with excellent health. Not all this garbage they try to push down your throat, like somehow these immune shots are going to protect you. Do the research. Like, there's no possible way that I'm taking any kind of shots. And as far as these pharmaceutical pills, that's another ridiculous joke. Just another way for big pharma and medical to make money off the population by managing disease and not curing anything. And the cat's been out of the bag for a long time because of the Qigong Center in Beijing, China, which for 10 years treated over 250,000 people, documented with an 85% success rate, and they used no operations and no pharmaceutical drugs. So the cat's out of the bag, and it's been out of the bag for a long time. What's really possible that's not associated with this scam called health care. Now, with respect to tonight's program, usually there's an idea that captures my attention, and then I sort of carry on with that idea to present a program. And I also wanted to throw out, just before I get into all that, aside from that information about the alpha-2 macroglobulin, which is called A2M, I also want to throw out another amazing concept if you haven't heard about, and that is not only is the universe holographic and fractal, but it flashes in and out of existence. And I don't know where else you're going to get that kind of information. The universe flashes in and out of existence. And another associated fact associated with that is that it's that your beliefs and your thoughts exist in between the flashing in and out of existence. So in point of fact, your consciousness doesn't flash in and out, but your physical body does. So in point of fact, about, you know, more than half the time, you're not even here. Your eyesight doesn't perceive this because the flicker rate is so fast. It's somewhat similar to the concept that if you lit up a bowl, light bulb in a dark room and then said that was the original particle, and then you lit up another light bulb in a different part of the room and said the light bulb is now the light, is, and then light it up, the light has moved from one place to another, and then shut one off and turn the other one off. If you do it slowly enough, you can see the light apparently turning off and turning on, but if you increase the flicker rate rapidly, you'll find that it will appear to your eyesight that both lights are on at the same time. And that's the concept that we're talking about here in terms of flicker rate. And it's also associated with Bashar's concept of prime radium, which is that the universe is one particle or wave that travels at infinity. It is massless and thus breaks no laws of physics. So, and I think in time, science probably will catch up with that idea because I mentioned this concept about prime radium about 10 years ago on ET Yoga. So for tonight's program, I wanted to throw out some new information along those lines. And I was doing some research that connected with the Heart Rate and Heart Math Institute. And I think it's very, very important information, especially in a practical nature. Because although most people intuitively know that they feel best and operate more efficiently and effectively when experiencing positive emotions, why is it that they do not more consistently engage in such states in their day-to-day lives? Why do genuine positive emotion remain transient and unpredictable occurrences for most people? And this is from the HeartMath Institute. We propose that a main factor underlying this discrepancy is a fundamental lack of mental and emotional self-management skills. In other words, people generally do not make efforts to actively infuse their daily experiences with greater emotional quality because they sincerely don't know how. And despite our best intentions, the human negative bias, the natural tendency to focus on inputs, including thoughts and emotions, perceived as negative to a greater extent than neutral or positive stimuli, is a very real phenomenon with a sound neurophysiological basis. Although most people claim that they love, care, and appreciate, it might shock many to realize the large degree to which these feelings are merely assumed or acknowledged cognitively, because far more than they are actually experienced in their feeling world. In the absence of conscious efforts to engage, build, and sustain positive perceptions and emotions, we all too automatically fall prey to feelings of irritation, anxiety, worry, frustration, judgmentalness, self-doubt, and blame. And as negative feelings are repeatedly rehashed, these patterns reinforce their familiarity in the neural architecture, thus becoming stereotyped and increasingly automatic and mechanical. Many people do not realize the extent to which these habitual response patterns dominate their internal landscape, diluting and limiting positive emotional experience and eventually becoming so familiar that they become ingrained to their sense of self-identity. Unmanaged negative mental and particularly emotional processing drains vital energy from our psychological energy reserves, which we call the emotional energy accumulators. We at the HeartMath Institute have found that appreciation is one of the most concrete and easiest of the positive emotions for individuals to self-induce and sustain for longer periods. Such a shift in focus and feeling serves to increase heart rhythm coherence, which results in a change in the pattern of afferent cardiac input, and that is sent to the cognitive and emotional centers of the brain. And they actually offer a technique here that's called the steps of what they call freeze frame. It's called take a time out so that you can temporarily disengage from your thoughts and feelings, especially stressful ones. 2, shift your attention to the area around your heart and now feel your breath coming in through your heart and out through your solar plexus. 3, make a sincere effort to activate a positive feeling, and this can be a genuine feeling of appreciation or a care for someone, someplace, or something in your life. 4, ask yourself what would be an efficient, effective attitude or action that would balance and de-stress your system. And 5, quietly sense any change in perception or feeling and sustain it as long as you can. So that's their suggestion as a technique for self-management. So it turns out the heart generates the body's most powerful and most extensive rhythmic electromagnetic field. Compared to the electromagnetic field produced by the brain, the electrical component of the heart's field is about 60 times greater in amplitude and permeates every cell in the body. The magnetic component is approximately 5,000 times stronger than the brain's magnetic field and can be detected several feet away from the body with sensitive magnetometers. So when you engage in appreciation and gratitude, the immune system is enhanced, and the brain releases healing chemistry to the body. And not only that, but appreciation and gratitude creates heart-brain coherence. So to me, this is really huge, because it's kind of like there definitely is a yogic aspect to this as well. So this would be, to me, kind of like the science method of obtaining, sort of getting a handle on your inner processes. And in yoga terms, Sri Swami Satchananda would say to keep your peace. Because if you lose your peace, you're of no use to yourself nor anyone else. And it's kind of related to the same thing, because when you're engaged in all these negative inner workings, you're not centered in your peace. And to me, this is like when I first started in doing a little technique years ago, I used to keep a little dialogue of when I lost my peace or when I became angry or irritated. And, you know, it really shocked me that it was a lot more often than I thought it was. And I highly suggest that people actually keep a dialogue and write it down. Because people are under this illusion that, oh, they're generally a happy person, but they go for days in these negative emotional states. So to me, this is a really good technique for getting a handle on your inner workings in terms of reconnecting on a scheduled basis with heart-brain synchronicity. And of course, this also ties in with victimhood. And of course, unless you're totally blind to what's going on in this world, I mean, this world is basically a prison planet. It's based in victimhood. I mean, everybody on this planet has victimhood issues because, for the most part, okay, the Alpha Draconians are the victimizers and we're the victims. Let's call it the way it is in simplified terms. So we're already living in a world where we're the victims. So we need to learn how to get a handle on that. And as Bashar would say, blame, complaint, and justification for your circumstances creates you as a victim. And but also really shows, though, how much really strength and power the humanity has, because look how much depth into the ocean we've taken a dive into the lowest realms of density here with the confidence that we will emerge. So on the bright side, that's the positive idea here. And the other thing is that the idea is not to go against the negative energy. The idea here is to create a new positive. And it's even involved with our educational system, because it all teaches us like robots to regurgitate rational information, and it's just totally bypassing the emotions in the heart center. But in reality, I mean, the brain can figure things out, but the heart knows intuitively. So this is all, to me, really big information here. It's sounds simple, but the fact is that as soon as you start blaming and complaining, you just create yourself as a victim. And no matter how many times people hear that, it doesn't seem to sink in. Because the bottom line here is that as soon as you open your mouth and you start complaining, you're a victim. And, you know, it's. I don't think that consciously you really choose to be a victim, but that's in point of fact what's happening. And if you listen to dialogue among people, you can see how prevalent this is. And if you creating yourself as a victim, then you're not creating yourself, as Esther Hicks would say, you're not in the vortex anymore. As soon as you're a victim, you're not in the vortex. So this is how it impacts on your ability to do reality creation. And I may also add that any kind of negative emotion is just a lower frequency. And speaking of frequencies and heart-brain synchronicity, I really like Christy Marie Sheldon. That's S-H-E-L-D-O-N. And when she talks about her simplest technique to manifest, she usually tries to create heart-brain synchronicity by giving gratitude and appreciation for that which, for already having received that which she wants to manifest. And I think that's the key, that it's already been done. It's already happened. It's not going to happen. It's already happened. And you give gratitude and appreciation, which puts you in a positive heart-brain synchronicity. And this is how I believe the practitioners over in the Qigong center there managed to cure the woman from America with an inoperable tumor that Greg Braden has documented, called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, because on film they show the tumor dissolving, and three practitioners are basically using heart-brain synchronicity and the concept that it's already been healed to dissolve a tumor in 3 minutes. So just to show you what's possible. And also, with relationship to frequencies, I don't agree totally with all these numbers or these, but it's not a bad list. That in people that study frequencies, they say that, okay, if you used enlightenment as 700, peace would rank about 600, joy about 540, love about 500, reason about 400, acceptance 350, willingness 310, neutrality 250, courage 200, pride 175, anger 150, desire 125, fear 100, grief 75, apathy 50, guilt 30, and shame 20. Well, we can see what all the low ones are, whether you agree with the numbers or not, but fear, grief, apathy, guilt, and shame are low frequencies. And so is disease, by the way. And gratitude, appreciation, and unconditional love are positive emotionals that that boost the immune system like hundreds of thousands of times. They're actually the antidote to disease. In fact, in the higher dimensions, the disease doesn't even exist because it isn't even a high enough frequency to cut the mustard. So this keeping your peace idea, Sri Swami Satchinanda, seems pretty good. If you look at the list here, peace is the second highest frequency. Just keeping your peace. So it goes to show you that, you know, you keep your peace, then you keep yourself in a positive framework emotionally so that then you can create a heart-brain coherence. And also, according to Bashar, remember, you don't have a belief you don't prefer. Human motivation attracts us to what we perceive is more pleasurable and less painful. And I also like information from Merlin the Magician and Marilyn the Magician at the Creating Camelot Club. And if you haven't visited the Creating Camelot Club, I highly suggest you do so. It's a quite an amazing site. And from their site, Your Magic Wand. If you don't think you own a wand, I invite you to play along. Your wand is very real and extremely powerful. Pay attention to where you point it, because just like magic, what you find yourself pointing at in time will appear right before you, even if you would rather not see that something. This is where hardships come into play, when you forget to play. How much time do you spend playing in your imagination as opposed to how much time you spend looking at the reality that is already made manifest? How much can you change if you see to it by your very creative say-so that things have not changed? It defies the physics of the law of attraction. Most people spend a great deal more time looking at and listening to how others created their dreams come true via music, books, business, success, sports, television, movies, rather than dreaming their own desires into being. You literally pay others for dreaming. And that is all fine and good, but have you forgotten about your dreams? They haven't come true? Well, Merlin the Magician says, I'm here to tell you that if you spent just half as much time paying attention to your creations as you do involved with others' creations, many of you would be living your dreams in manifest forms. Imagine what you could do with spending as much time. Things beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations would come to you because you went beyond where most are willing to go. And in other words, it all comes down to what you choose to focus on. And the powers that be would like you focusing on all these ridiculous games they have that are electronically related. Oh, and speaking of, reminds me of another interesting fact I came across this week. The information came from Barbara Marciniak, who channels Pleiadian information. And someone was asking her about the time in between lives, and she was saying that, in point of fact, there are many beings that actually, you know, interested in reincarnating, but actually changed their mind at the last time because the potential parents are spending too much time with technology, which is very harmful to the fetus. And that in point of fact, many incoming souls now are choosing to take their incarnations with parents that are less affluent because of this technological danger. And according to Barbara Marciniak, there's two main causes of this, these diseases that young children are born with. And the main causes are the vaccines, and the second cause is probably hanging around too much technology, especially technology like laptops, which are sitting on your lap, sending radiation to your internal organs, which is very harmful and also harmful to the fetus. And this is one of the main causes here that we have of mental issues among young children. Should also point out that you create your own reality from what you choose to believe about yourselves and the world around you. So if you do not deliberately and consciously choose your own beliefs, you are unconsciously programmed, and this is what mass media is all about. This is what television is all about. It's you're being unconsciously programmed. And personally, I just find it ludicrous to pay. Why should I pay for a service that's brainwashing me? I don't find any logic in that whatsoever. Like, if your desire to become entertained, or I don't know, and you're not even well-informed, because mainstream media is certainly not well-informing you of anything. It's only well-informing you of their agenda. And you just mindlessly absorb from them your 3D culture, your schooling, and your surroundings. And if you're accountable and responsible for your actions, then how can you afford not to question your beliefs? I mean, you should be writing down and defining your beliefs on paper. And it's only when you believe and program and believe fully in something that it actually comes about. And so if you believe that circumstances have you trapped, then they do. And they will until you change that your belief. And you are creatures of learning how to co-create. And you're here to learn that you can and do create. And one of the reasons for being in duality on Earth is to learn how to create responsibly and consciously. And the principal professor is often Dr. Cause and Effect, and this doctor makes house calls. So there's little difference if you believe that your present life is caused by incidents in your early childhood or by past lives over which you equally feel you have no control. Your events, your lives, and your experiences are caused by your present beliefs. So it's not all about, you know, what's happened before. It's about what you believe in now. And I think this is really, really valuable information. And also, really like this one from Bashar, and when he says, be happy. Remember, cause and effect are the same event. You don't have to wait for a reason to be happy in order to know you prefer to be happy. So create the effect of being happy, and you will attract into your lives all of the causes to support the happiness you have created just because you want to. And just because you say so, because you are the creators of your reality, and there doesn't need to be any other why or how. What you say goes. And it's one thing we should have learned from a long time ago from watching things on television, like Dallas and all these people with multi-million dollars. Did it create happiness for them? This is just a false illusion that money equals happiness. I appreciate that probably one of the biggest drains on human life is to be in poverty, but the fact of the matter is that money does not create happiness. And if you haven't figured that out, well, then you better keep going on for a while until you do, because it's almost like if you think that anything outside of yourself is going to satisfy yourself, it isn't, okay? It's going to be like an ice cream cone that melts. And the only thing that's going to ever satisfy the mind is to know itself. So in other words, when you're truly self-realized, that's going to satisfy the mind. And short of that, you can be content with your current circumstances, but you're never going to be totally fulfilled unless you're self-realized. And that's the nature of reality. I may also add that we're living in such an amazing time right now that we're looking at some transition of consciousness and the creation of the 5D Earth. And I really think this is something that Solara Amra has really touched upon in her daily practices, daily Palladian practices that you can find on YouTube, and with her intentions to connect the 12 strands of DNA with your 12 chakra system, and also in creating for yourself a future Earth that's based on love, kindness, and cooperation. Because to me, this is what we need to do. It's called create a new positive. Going against the negative doesn't really cut it. In fact, okay, you want to know my personal analysis of what's going on this planet right now? Here's what I see. Okay, what I see is there's this creation of lots of destabilization of the peace of mind in many countries based on what you want to call immigration that's not according to due process. And in addition to that, what we're probably going to see is a takedown of the current cabal. And over time, we're going to get some disclosure and maybe even some disclosure of the secret space program. And once all that's done, in the middle of all that, there'll probably be some further distraction with respect to the economics and the economic system, and who knows when that's going to come about, but you can't kick the can down the road forever. Sooner or later, there's going to be a financial reset, and then we're going to have a new scenario to deal with. However, the bottom line here is, while all the rest of this is going on, the powers that be are kind of using sleight of hand, kind of like in a magic trick, so your attention's over here with all this stuff going on, and all the politics and the brouhahas and the threats of civil war and threats of all this kind of other, all the above, and threats of world war and all this, which is all phony. It's just a charade. But the bottom line is they're setting up the 5G network, okay? So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the rest of it doesn't matter, okay? And somewhere down the road, you'll be given the opportunity to have everlasting life as long as you're willing to interface and make yourself a chip in a computer program. That's the bottom line here. So, just to give my ET Yoga listening audience a heads up on what I'm thinking about this. So, and although there are some ways to negate the effects of 5G network, so far, and I'm still waiting for a listening audience member to email me, I've yet to locate the bright side of the 5G. I know there is one because there's no such thing as anything that's totally negative or positive in this world. It's like a coin. It's all, everything that exists is two-sided. It's got a positive and a negative. It might be 99% negative, but it's 1% positive. There's a bright side to 5G. I'll be honest with you, I haven't found it yet, because the only thing I can see is the downside. But I'm sure there is a positive side of, and if you know what the positive side of 5G is, appreciate hearing about it, aside from the little inconveniences that it provides, you know, like downloading your favorite movie in 10 seconds instead of 2 minutes and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about an actual bright side to the 5G phenomenon. Because when I'm looking at American society right now, which is obese, emotionally abused, tormented with vaccines, GMO'd products, and chemtrails, and water that's polluted with neurotoxins. I'm trying to look here at a positive side to that. If you want to toss in a 5G network that weakens the immune system and disturbs the water molecules in your system, and I don't see the positive side of that. It would be tantamount to like being inside a TSA scanner at the airport for 24/7. So far I haven't found the positive side. I'm sure there is one, and when I come up with it, or if one of our listeners comes up with it, I'll be more than happy to share it with you. But short of that, what you're going to see is the implementation of a system that the average person just has no clue about. But ET Yoga listening audiences will have a clue about. And taking a page from Dolores Cannon with respect to the transition to 5D Earth, it may be that that's the positive side of them implementing that system, is the timing of the shift into 5D. And in order to lighten the load to get to 5D, the idea here is to let go. It's called let go of the past. Don't hold on to all that baggage, because you want to lighten yourself up to be able to make that transition into the 5D timeline. And Bashar also has a particular music here that's from Beethoven. It's his 7th Symphony, 2nd Movement. And this particular piece of music is of the appropriate vibration to allow you to be in the proper state to attract whatever information, healing, situation, people, or opportunities you require. It also deals with the issues of letting go, forgiving the self, and the letting go of grief and regret. And this will allow you to let go of all those things, thereby allowing you to work with your vibration, and in this way, forgiving yourself and thereby becoming more whole. These chords are exactly, precisely what will tap into the idea of your letting go of the past, sorrow, grief, regret, and the forgiving of yourself, and thereby moving you toward the vibration that will attract to you whatever information is relevant, which will allow you to be in the healthy state that is your birthright. And that would be from Bashar, and this is Beethoven's 7th Symphony, 2nd Movement, and I know there's some examples of that, and some that will even replay it for like an hour at a time. Definitely, this was information that's been downloaded to Beethoven from higher consciousness. So definitely, there is some truth in the fact that classical music can have beneficial effects on the human body. And I may also point out, related to beneficial effects on the human body, that Dr. Yuki Nina, a Japanese researcher, studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years. So you got to know what he's talking about. And he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. That's K-A-L-A-S-H. And research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are at least 25,000 times more powerful than those of vitamin C and E. So taking it is like putting you in a Star Wars deflective shield. And this astounding ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. So, and we also know that the high benefit of antioxidants in your system have a multitude of benefits. And also another product that I want to mention is Haritaki, which is H-A-R-I-T-A-K-I, and it's called the drink of the gods, according to Swami Nityananda. And Kudakai Podi is that which heals all diseases. And this wonder medicine removes the body's toxins in a natural way and makes one more energetic, also purifies the blood and removes fat residues from the arteries and veins and heals diabetes, hypertension, and heart problems. And it helps the vision to become sharp. And no wonder, because it provides the body with 300% more oxygen. And taking it is the equivalent of about 2 hours of doing pranayams. So those are a couple of interesting products that I want to pass along your way. And I guess getting near the towards the end of the program, I'm going to blitz out here, some important points that you may or may not know. I'm just going to rip through a bunch, and just you can research these at your leisure. That the holographic universe we live in has its basis in consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. And that's why I've created ET Yoga, the yoga of belief, because the bottom line is what you believe is. So what's more important than that? And that this universe flashes in and out of existence, and thought exists in the space between. And your beliefs are like a contract with reality. The only way you can have a 3D experience is to be a frequency match for it. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. The only thing that ultimately will satisfy your mind is to know itself. And karma has been linked to the idea of punishment and retribution and vengeance, but actually it is a method of balancing your energies. Change your present beliefs and your life changes, not only in the present, but in the past and future in kind. If you create your own reality from what you choose to believe about yourselves and the world around you, consciousness is not in the brain, but in the auric field around you. Thoughts must pass through the program parameters of belief after reception at the pineal gland. Resistance is holding any thoughts which vibrate at a different frequency than your desire. The moon's a very powerful electromagnetic computer. The energy from the moon has been beaming electromagnetic frequencies into the earth for eons. And it also keeps us in two-strand DNA. And by the way, heard once a channeling with Bashar and Adranus, and they were talking about that there's still 22 experiments going down here with the 22 different ET races that are, compose our DNA. And they're actually, we're talking about how convenient it was in some respects that the Anunnaki have had control over this planet, because there's a big concern in the galaxy about 7 billion humans actually having all their DNA activated. So we're a big problem to everybody, apparently. And I thought I'd pass that on, because looks like the most logical solution here is to have a split of timelines, and certain portion of the population goes to 5D and the rest of it goes down the technological toilet. But the bottom line here is that at least it will solve the problem of the universe being worried about humans becoming godlike. Because if you have 12 strands of DNA and 12 chakras fully activated, that's about where you'd be, self-realized. The root cause of disease is in dysfunctional emotion. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. Each of these solfeggio frequencies corresponds to not only a note, but the tonal, on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second of hertz frequency number, and to a specific color, and ultimately to a particular chakra of the body. Essential oils. Clinical research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. And Andara crystals raise your frequency. And when you share space with the crystal, which has a resilient, free vibration, your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. The origin of disease is in the etheric body. Energy that gets stuck can become stagnant or disturbed. Monatomic Andara crystals positively affect the energy patterns that make energy through the body's meridians, and they also initiate electromagnetic balance and harmony. The human body is a projection of consciousness. The projection of your body is just a projection of your consciousness. Your body is not the real you. Your body is really a projection of what you believe yourself to be. All things vibrate and move at different vibratory characteristics, but the body parts, including the cells and organs, have vibrational signatures. Everything that anyone is experiencing in this reality is in response to the story they are telling. If something is not working, it's always the same problem. You are throwing resistance on your own trail and not realizing you're doing it. The vehicle is negative emotion. Physical reality is not itself real except the experience of it is. All beings that are that cause negative emotion, all beliefs that cause negative emotion are erroneous, and all erroneous beliefs are based in fear. Therefore, all negative emotions are based in fear. You become whatever you focus your attention on. To assign any meaning to anything, either a positive meaning or a negative meaning, is to invite that into your life. Don't go against the negative, but rather create a new positive. You don't get peace by hating war. You get peace by loving peace. Believing in your ability to change beliefs is the key that unlocks you and allows you to create the reality you prefer. Gratitude creates heart-brain resonance. Feel the feeling of a prayer that has already been accomplished. The feeling is the prayer. Deservability is at the foundation of all spiritual progress, because without it, all of the techniques in the world will have minimal effect. Thinking I am only the body and personality is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in this world, but each one has the potential inside themselves to discover their inherent freedom and escape this delusion. Our junk DNA contains the record of past lives and on other planets. We select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. The chief function of the rational mind is to put positive spin on outer circumstances. Magic is the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same, and mass beliefs create mass conjurings. The universe you find yourselves in began about 20 billion years ago as a point of light within the mind of God, and this point contained within a greater point of light, which contained within a greater point into infinity. The neural center in the heart is 100 times more powerful electrically than the brain, and has 5,000 times the power of the brain magnetically. And the Akashic record is a symbolic representation that the brain uses to represent the fact that every thought which has ever been thought exists. And you don't have a belief you don't prefer. And there are only two objective facts. And first, that the entire universe was created with unconditional love. And second, that we have consciousness. And the rest of it is all subjective reality. I'd like to, at this point in time, give my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'll close the program in the usual manner by sharing with you the Who Am I technique, whereby you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that a few times or once or whatever seems most comfortable for you. The main idea here is to put your full consciousness in the center of your forehead, become that spot, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.